6 p.m., Tuesday night Bible study and Friday joy night are on Zoom at 7 p.m. Morning prayer is Monday through Saturday on the Johnson Temple prayer line at 9:30 a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ of Leesville, Louisiana.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina, Alexandria.
92.5 Greenwood, Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
This is God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson, Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson of Alexandria, Louisiana. And now, today's broadcast.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord out there in radio land. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord out there in radio land. This is Johnson Lee and Luella coming to you one more time. One more time, one more time. It's good to be here one more time. All right, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. All right, my wife in the pray. Pray, baby, pray.
Lord, we thank you for another day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in this day. Thank you for everything you already done, what you finna do. We give you all the praise and all the honor. Bless all the backsliders, the drug addicts, the prostitute. Give them all of mine to be saved. All our children, grandchildren, loved ones, all of mine to be saved. All our sister and brother and niece and nephew, all of mine, we say. All our family, all the saints, children, give them all of mine all to be saved. All these blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Thank God for my husband, Jesus' name.
Thank God for my wife. Thank God for my wife. Like I said, it's good for us to be here one more time on this first Saturday of June. God bless you. Now, the message this evening, this morning is, do you have the Holy Ghost? I said, do you have the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
I just said, do you shout? Or could you sing good? Or do you preach good? I didn't say, could you dance good? I didn't say, could you direct the choir? I said, do you have the Holy Ghost? Praise the Lord, according to the Bible. Are you walking upright in Jesus'
Amen.
Name? Have you spoken in tongues? Good God Almighty. Because if you haven't spoken in tongues, you don't have the Holy Ghost. The only way that you can receive the Holy Ghost, you got to speak with tongues. Just like they did in the second Acts, hallelujah, first about the fourth verse, when they were all there on one accord, could God Almighty, and suddenly has a sound as a much a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the houses, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost, all 120. Maybe it was there, the mother of Jesus, she had to get the Holy Ghost, and the 12 apostles were there. They had to get the Holy Ghost. And I'm saying, do you have the Holy Ghost? So many churches, so many preachers, oh, Jesus, so many apostles, so many prophets, hallelujah, so many pastors don't have the Holy Ghost. Without the Holy Ghost, you ain't got no power.
Preach the word.
And Jesus said in Acts 1:8, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost and come upon you. Good God of mine, Jesus told him in Luke 24, thank you, Jesus. He said, I go and tarry, good God Almighty, go tarry in Jerusalem till you be received with power on high. Got shot now, got shot now, because Jesus let him know, I got to go now, I got to go, but I'm going to send back a comfort, which is the Holy
Ghost. Preach the word, give the word.
You're going to need it. Whatever thou hand with you, Jesus was talking, hallelujah, you saw me cast out devils and raise the dead and heal all kind of manners of sickness. Good God Almighty.
Praise
that. You got that power too, but you got to go get it. Hallelujah, the power is bestowed upon you, but you got to go into Jerusalem and tarry. Wait, I shot now. Wait, I more caught up, knee caught now. Wait for the power. And they went on down there. Good
Amen.
God Almighty. They went on down there, shot down, and they waited patiently till the Holy Ghost fell. And it fell right there. Second chapter, Acts 1, 2, 3, 4 verses. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost.
Preach the word, you in the word. Thank you, Jesus.
Speaking in tongues. And the Bible said, when Peter got up and preached, They said, "Man, said, brother, what shall we do?" Peter said, "Repent and get baptized, and get baptized in the name of Jesus. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." A lot of y'all went, but he didn't send you. You out there preaching, but you don't have the Holy Ghost. You ain't got no power. You can't cast out devils. Lord was showing me, thank you, Jesus, just this morning. He was talking to me about this. He was talking to me about this certain church. Lord said that church is infested with witchcraft. I'm gonna say it again, cause I can say it slower. I said, Lord told me this church is infested with witchcraft.
Amen.
And I ain't no power in there. Can't nothing happen there, cause the witches then took over. Shot top now. But do you have the Holy Ghost? If you have the real Holy Ghost, the real power, you can cast out that witchcraft spirit.
Amen.
Preachers, you ain't got no power. You ain't waiting long enough. You ain't got no power. You can't cast a headache off a net. You can't even pray for your own self because you ain't got no power. You don't have no power. Jesus told them in Luke 10 and 19, "Behold, I give you power to thread upon serpents and scorpions. Good God,
preach it.
And all the power of the enemy, and nothing by enemy can hurt you." Shout now. Too much sickness in the church. Too much disease in the church. Too much sin in the church. Too much having negatives.
Preach the word, in the word.
Too much farming fashion in the church. Too much playing around in the church. Somebody said, not the other day, we going to have church. We going to have fun outside the church. No lie. You can't tell that lie because we are the church.
Amen.
The building is just a building, Luella, but we are the church. Good God Almighty. That's why he said forsake. Not to assemble yourself together. Hallelujah. Do you have the Holy Ghost? Do you have the
Holy
Ghost on fire? Are you led by the Holy Ghost? Thank you, Jesus. Jesus told him, I shout now. I'm going to be your people. I'm going to be your God. I'm going to walk in you, and I'm going to talk in you.
Preach it.
I'm going to be your God, and you going to be my people. So first you got to get the Holy Ghost. But I want to strip this in. Greater, greater. Good God.
Hallelujah.
Greater. I shout that now. It's good that he that's in you, that he's in the world.
Amen.
You got to have the Holy Ghost.
Got to.
You got to have the Holy Ghost. And the most important thing, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you can't go back with him. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you won't hear when the trumpet sound. But the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 4, chapter 15 to 16 to 17, verse on down up in there, he said, God going to send from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel. Shout tight now.
Preach
it. With the trumpet. That trumpet going to blow. And it going to blow so loud. Good God Almighty. How the dead in Christ going to rise. Thank you, Jesus. But if you haven't, have the Holy Ghost. And then what the scripture went on to say, we that remain going to be caught up. We going to be caught up in the air. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
But if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you can't be caught up with him. But one scripture said, that same spirit, good God Almighty, that quickened Jesus Christ and raised him from the dead, also quickened your mortal body. Do you have the Holy Ghost?
Preach it.
Do you have the Holy Ghost? You have it, don't you? Better not die. They die at an early age. They die.
Amen.
30 years, they die. A teenager, they die. In their 20s, they die. In their 40s, they die. Before they get 50, they die. Without the Holy
Praise
Ghost.
Praise the word. You in the word.
Let them disobey to the pounds. Thank you, Jesus. That's why Jesus picked it up. Shot tight now. And Matthew 15, he said, he that cuts mother and father shall die the devil. A lot of these young folk die because they disrespect their parents. The Bible says a foolish child bring heaviness on his mother. That's why they die. They die like a fool. They die on drugs. They kill each other. They die for suicide. They die. And these preachers, these pastors that supposed to have the Holy Ghost ain't teaching holiness. You ain't teaching righteousness.
Preach the word.
You ain't teaching you got to be perfect. You ain't teaching you got to love one another. Got shot now. Hit it, baby. Hit it. Woo!
Thank you, Jesus. It's time to get baptized. Your name filled with the Holy Ghost, evidence speaking in tongues.
Woo!
He said, do you have the Holy Ghost? You got to have the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You got baptized. Your name filled with the Holy Ghost, evidence speaking in tongues.
Yeah.
Walk holy, talk holy. Jesus said, be holy. He's a holy God. We got to be holy every day. Go to bed holy. Get up holy all day long. Tell my people I'm coming. Tell them take on my name. Get baptized in my name because he died for you. He waiting with his arm wide open. Said, come, my people. He loves you. We love you. We cried out for your soul. Come on, get saved. That's not hard. That's the best thing ever happened when I got saved, baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost. And I'm running for my life, and I ain't got tired. I feel good all down in my sanctified soul. And it's all about Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to take off that makeup. Take off that lipstick. Take off that makeup, like Jesus. Take off. Stop dyeing your hair. Stop cutting your hair. Cover up your bosom. Cover up your bosom. Cover up your feet. Cover like a holy woman. Cover yourself up. Put on a slip. Walk around here with no slip on. Bare leg and all that. Jesus said, be holy, women. We got to be holy.
Amen.
I know how to be holy.
Yes,
I know how to dress holy.
Yes,
I know how to cover up myself.
Yes,
because I love Jesus, and I'm going to cover up myself because I love him. I love him. I appreciate him. I appreciate him. I love him. I love him. I love him. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Romans 8 and 9 said, but you are not in the flesh of But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you, that's the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you're none of his.
Amen.
If you don't have the Holy Ghost, he don't own you.
Preach it.
Jesus, Hashatna. You got to have the Holy Ghost in your everyday life. Thank you, Jesus. Walk right out. Talk right out. Look right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Dress right. Smell right. Do right. Without the Holy Ghost, you ain't going to heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Because he going to have a shot now. Because if without the Holy Ghost, you won't hear the trumpet when it blow out. Thank you, Jesus. And if you done die with the Holy Ghost, you going to hear that trumpet.
Couldn't Amen.
Don't that sound good? If you have been baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost, you going to hear that trumpet. But sisters and brothers, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you won't
preach the word.
So you're going to be left here during this great tribulation. And y'all need to read the 9th chapter of the 9th chapter of Revelation. Find out what's going to happen after the rapture. It's going to be turbulent down here after the rapture. So you better make
Amen.
The rapture. That's why the Bible said, blessed are he that has part in the first resurrection, because the second have no power. Do you have the Holy Ghost?
Preach the word. You in the word.
Holy? Do you look holy? Do you act holy?
Thank you,
Is
Jesus.
Your conversation holy? But Peter said in 1 Peter 1:15, how to be holy in all matter of conversation. You got to be holy. That's why the husband can't treat the wife right.
Amen.
She don't have the Holy Ghost. That's why the wife can't treat the husband right. She don't have the Holy Ghost. That's why the preacher can't preach holy. He ain't got the Holy Ghost. That's why the instrument, they got sisters. They got all kind of homosexuals. All on the instrument.
Amen.
And when you put the sister and when you put anybody on the instrument that don't have the Holy Ghost, they project them spirit in the church. That's why the church is in a mess. I said the church is in a mess. No power, no Holy Ghost. Nobody shouting. And when somebody do testify, they look at them like they're crazy. Somebody is praying. Somebody been with the Lord.
Amen.
Shouting, do you have the Holy Ghost? Lord told me the saints is carnal minded. You worldly minded. You're wrapped up in the world. Going on parties, going on picnics, going on outings, going on cruises. Hot shot now. And Lord told me that a lot of you preachers don't put him first. You got everything before God. Ain't nothing wrong with having a career. Ain't nothing wrong with trying to make it. Ain't nothing wrong with trying to be successful. But you got to put him first.
Amen.
First in everything.
Yes, Lord.
Shot now. He said, I will have no other God before me. Thank you, Jesus. I will not give my praise to another. I will not give my glory to another. If you put anything, hot shot now. Before God, you messing up. Do you have the Holy Ghost? And if you have the Holy Ghost, he'll lead you.
Amen.
He'll guide you. He'll teach you. He'll show you. Good God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do you have it? Do you have it like the Bible said? You got to go, but it ain't holy. I said you got to go. You ain't holy. Holy Ghost don't have
Preach
you.
Preach the word. You in the word.
They walk around having naked. The Holy Ghost don't have you. They walk around me with your short pants on and your shirt all over. The Holy Ghost will call the women. Cover up herself from her toes on up to her head
Amen.
To body. Do you have the Holy Ghost? You got to live so God can use the real example
Amen.
Of the world.
Preach it.
In the church. Ain't nothing happened in the church. And they say, I don't want to go to church no more. Ain't nothing happened. The preachers ain't hitting on nothing. The preachers, some of the worst whoremongers I ever seen, son of in the church. Shout out now. Do you have
Thank
the
you,
Holy
Jesus.
Ghost? Shout out. Come on in. Come on in.
Amen.
You better receive the Holy Ghost because Jesus soon will come. He's on the way
Amen.
Back.
Amen.
Shout out now. He coming for church without a spot, without a rimming, without a blemish, without a wrinkle. Do you have the Holy,
Holy
Ghost?
Ghost?
I said, do you have
the Holy Ghost? Ghost?
Do you have the Holy Ghost? Shout out now.
Thank you,
He's cutting down the boat.
Thank you,
Come on. Come on, get it. You can get it.
Amen.
Stop talking now. How y'all say you got? And Acts 5:32 says, and we are his witness of these things. And so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God had given to them that